Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today in studio, I have Alicia Sandoval and Kelly Rasmussen, and we are talking Christmas tree regalia already. It's right around the corner, believe it or not. It's pretty close, and it's probably closer than you think. This is a great event. Moved to Main Street last year, did great things down on Main Street, brought a lot of people downtown, go down, look at the trees, and have a great evening. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk about the fact that if you are a business or a family or any person that wants to do this, they're looking for trees. They're going to try and get about 50 trees this year, so they've got a few more spaces if you're ready for it, and if it's something that you want to do. And then of course at the end of it all, it's auctioned off and everything goes to a great cause. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Anytime, like this, anytime we can get fun information out, we love to do this. And Kelly, we're going to start with you. So Christmas tree regalia time is right around the corner. And this is, of course, and maybe a lot of people don't know that this is kind of, it is a fundraiser for the Children's Justice and the Family Support Center. So let's talk about that for just a little bit and then let's get into it.
Okay, so we're part of what is called the Friends Board of the Children's Justice Center, which is kind of the fundraising arm of the Justice Center. I'm not sure how many people have been out to the Justice Center. It's an amazing facility. We offer just so many things for local families, respite care for kids, counseling, all sorts of different really cool things. And the Friends Board is able to do one fundraiser a year, which is the regalia. That goes to pay for different things for the Justice Center that they wouldn't normally be able to get with their normal grants. So we've done a playground, a covered playground for the kids when they're out there, a medical center, medical equipment, just different things that our community can use, law enforcement can use for these kids and these families that are in need of it. So this is just something that we do just once a year to raise money for those things.
And how many years has it been going on?
I think this is actually probably the fourth year that we've done it.
The regalia.
But the regalia used to be something that happened in Carbon County every year. For people who are from here, live here, may remember, like, from the 90s. It was kind of a big deal here. Connie Hamilton used to run it when she taught school, and she decided to bring it back because it was such an amazing fundraiser, and people just love it so much.
And it is. It is a lot of fun, and it's a great way, really, to get you into the Christmas spirit. And, you know, I realize that we're talking about this in October, but it's just around the corner, whether people want to admit it or not. You've already got Christmas in the stores, so we got to talk about this right now. So when is this all going to go down, and what do people need to do?
So we're going to start on November the 12th, and that's why we need to start a little bit earlier, because we want people to be able to decorate their trees and have their trees ready to go. We want to have them in the windows on the 12th. So the night of the 12th, we will be having the lights on ceremony that's going to be hosted by the Price Youth City Council at the Peace Gardens in Price. We'll be lighting the community tree, which is a tree that has been decorated by just members of the community and children. The Youth City Council will be in charge of that. They'll be offering hot chocolate treats. They're going to light up all of Main Street and a lot of different things in the Peace Garden, and that's when our event really kicks off. You'll be able to walk down Main Street on the night of the 12th and see all of those trees in those business windows.
And once again, you guys are trying for 50 trees this year. How many did you guys have last year?
We probably had more than 50 last year, but we always try to up our game a little bit.
And so we've got the space, we've got places that are willing to take, and that's another thing that we need to talk about. The businesses on Main Street that are willing to take this and have this beautiful display in for almost the entire Christmas season. But it goes for such a great cause, and I think that's why you get so many people on Main Street that are willing to do this.
Yeah, it's amazing when you actually walk down Main Street. It feels like you're in a movie. And we've had so many businesses that have just been willing to let us come in and just put our tree in there. And their windows look so, so amazing. And the businesses who host these trees can also kind of tie that into their own business and offer their own kind of spin on it, you know, offer things for people who come in to look at the trees. And also for those businesses, they can just have a tree in their window that people can look at, and they don't have to have a lot of people traipsing through if they don't want to. We're very respectful of what the business wants.
And so, once again, this is also a fundraiser, so it's an auction. And is the auction going to be set up kind of like it was last year where they did it on Facebook and all that?
So the auction, we're actually trying to set up our own auction site so that way it's a little bit smoother and easier than what it was last year. People sometimes had issues last year trying to make sure that they were bidding quickly enough. And so we want to help take care of that, that if you want a tree, we're going to set that up. We'll display that on our Facebook page, our Instagram pages ahead of time so you can go and get bidding on the trees that you want, watch the bids as they're happening, and have a better success of hopefully getting the tree you want.
Well, you know what? If you know how much you want to spend for a tree, just bid that. And then if you get outbid, you get outbid. There's nothing you can do about it, right?
Start it strong.
That's right. Just go with your best, put your best foot forward. It's like I said, it's all going to charity anyway. It's going to a great cause. So once again, if anybody wants to be involved in this, what do they need to do? Who do they need to contact?
So if you still want to put a tree and we have time, you can look at our Instagram page or our Facebook page and send us a message there. If you just search CJC Christmas Tree Regalia, you'll be able to find us on social media. If you would like to call Connie Hamilton, her number is 650-1170, and she will get you all set up for a tree.
And there's still, like you said, there's still plenty of time, but you know what? You've got to be ready to go. You guys are going to start decorating. You want them done and in the window by the 12th, correct?
By the 12th.
So you're looking at the night of the 11th, making sure this tree is in and ready to roll. And then on the 12th, they're going to have the big lights on and everybody can walk down Main Street and look at these beautiful trees. Ladies, this is a great event. I hope everybody gets out and enjoys this one. And thank you so much for coming in today to talk about it.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on an interview like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.